This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is in the United Kingdom, where later today he will meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on his European trip that includes high-level talks with other Western heads of state and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We'll be watching how Biden and Johnson interact after past disagreements on policies, including Brexit, the United Kingdom's decision to leave the European Union. The White House earlier today said that President Biden would be announcing a U.S. program to buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to 92 low and lower middle-income countries and the African Union over the next year. The U.S. plans call for the donation of 200 million doses, enough to fully vaccinate 100 million people by the end of this year, with the remainder sent overseas in the first half of next year. The White House also said Biden would call on the world's democracies to do their part in contributing to the global supply of safe and effective vaccines. Australia continues to recommend AstraZeneca for people over 50, despite a 52-year-old woman dying of brain clots blamed on the vaccine. The death confirmed today is only the second fatality in Australia to be blamed from the 3.6 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered in the country since March. The first was a 48-year-old woman who died in April. The chief medical officer said AstraZeneca remained the recommended vaccine for people of 50 because of the reduced risk of the rare clotting with age. This is VOA News. Uganda's hospitals say they are overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients as a second wave of the coronavirus sweeps through the country. Through late May and early June, Uganda has regularly been reporting some of its highest daily case totals since the beginning of the pandemic. President Yoweri Museveni has responded to the rise in cases by imposing restrictions on traveling within the country. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland warned Wednesday that ransom-motivated cyber attacks are getting worse, echoing concerns of other Biden administration officials who have sounded the alarm about the problem in recent weeks. The Attorney General warning during the Senate hearings on the Justice Department's budget for 2022 request followed a pair of high-profile ransomware attacks over the past month that have rattled the U.S. national security and law enforcement establishment that sparked calls for beefed-up cyber defenses. Officials in Afghanistan say Wednesday gunmen assaulted the office of an international charity cleaning landmines in the country, killing at least 10 people, injuring more than a dozen others. A Taliban spokesman denied its involvement, saying the area where the horrifying assault took place was not controlled by the insurgents. A Moscow court has outlawed the organization founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, labeling them extremists, the latest move in a campaign to silence dissent and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. Ruling sends a tough message 1 week before President Putin holds a summit meeting with President Biden in Geneva. And South Korea authorities say a five-story building being demolished in the southern part of the country collapsed Wednesday, sending debris falling onto a bus, killing 4 people on board that vehicle. And conservative candidate Keiko Fujimori calling into question 500,000 ballots amid a close count with her rival in Peru's presidential runoff election. Still no word on a winner in that election, even though Pedro Castillo remains ahead with a so-called narrow lead. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.